So social media changes like every single year. It's almost like you have to study social media now. You can't estimate. Well, you can estimate what it's going to be like in like a year or two, but it changes so much every single year.
Like no one knew TikTok was coming.
The thing about TikTok is that anybody can get big on it if you understand that algorithm. It's actually very simple. It's like everything goes on the For You page. It gets distributed to a certain amount of people. If those people interact well, it goes to more people. Those people interact well, it goes to more people.
Hey guys, JB here, the wolf in the wolf's den. We're going to have a great episode today. This is going to be an awesome podcast. I got a double header. I got two kids, they are kids. I got two young guys in front of me, right? They're awesome. And I'll tell you, you know, in the past when I was, you know, all these young kids that want to come on, they're influencers, a word that I kind of fucking hate, all right? But, you know, and they're into the social media. But you know what? I've really come to realize there's, number one, a massive amount to be learned from kids like this. We have a Bryce Hall and we got Josh Richards.
Hello.
How are you guys?
Good. Look at it.
Good looking kids. They pissed me off because their fucking skin is perfect. All right. Fuck that. All right. All right. But that being said, those massive amount that everyone to learn from the two of you, because what I've come to see here is I have a lot of friends, you know, Logan Pauls and Johannes and Amanda Cerny, right?
Podcast.
All of them, right? And yeah. And they're all actually really smart. They're not, there's something behind. It's not accidental, because there's so many kids out there who are vying to do exactly what you guys do, right? And yet only a few of them really break out and start to get to that level where they can start monetizing it and really leverage it into a full-blown career. So I think I want to focus on a couple different things today. Number one, I want to focus on the business side of what you do, not the stupid stuff and the pranks. I don't think, you know, that's great. And all that stuff is good, but you guys are beyond that. You know what I'm saying? I want to focus on how you look at this as a business, how you think anybody, meaning whether they're 65 years old or 16 years old, we have a diverse audience, could learn from you guys to help grow their own social media, eventually monetize that, and where you think the whole social media world is going. And also, we have an interesting that TikTok, you guys are huge players on TikTok. I just started hearing about it like crazy lately, right? And we actually started our TikTok account. We have no posts, so we're going to make a post together. We're going to have fun. We'll do something
wild.
Yeah,
let's make that go viral.
Right, we'll make that go viral. We'll have a good time with that. We'll get it off with a bang. So let's start. Who wants to go first here? Tell me who goes first. You do it.
Yeah, I'll go first.
All right, now, let's forget history here. What is the secret to your success? Let me hear. What do you think it is about you that allows this to happen?
So I started social media when I was around 14, 15, not knowing, like, that I could even become famous. I didn't even know you could be like a huge social media influencer. I started watching like those MadCon boys and I was like, hey, I could definitely try this and like see what happens. I'm like 14, 15, like little short stubby kid walking around. I started live streaming on this app called YouNow and I didn't think anything of it, didn't get paid. And then as I was broadcasting on it, YouNow became monetized, so you could make money off of live streaming.
Okay.
That was like the first live streaming platform that got monetized.
How long
like
was that?
2014, 2015. So
you were like, 7 years old back then?
No, I was 14 years old, and my first paycheck I got was like $3,500.
Which is a tremendous amount of money.
I've never worked a job, like never like a waiter, nothing like that. And my mom was just like, where'd you get this $3,500? And I'm like, I don't even know how I got that.
Wow.
So social media has changed a lot from then to now, like especially with TikTok, you're saying.
Yeah.
That's like the new wave. There was Vine. There was, now there's YouTube, TikTok, Musical.ly, like all these platforms that blow up, creating like a new generation of new social media people. He's one of those people.
Right.
I've been in the game for a while.
So how'd you guys meet?
We met after a tour. Some of my friends were staying at their house, so I just went over and stayed there for a night.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
How old are you?
I'm 17.
God, okay, yeah, you look a little bit older, okay? Let me ask you a question. So my son, Bowen, everyone in my audience knows Bowen. What's with the fucking messy hair? He does the same shit. I don't understand.
It gets the ladies,
I get on Bowen. I'm like, Bowen, what's with the messy fucking hair? He goes, no, it's my hair. I'm like, come on. You guys all went to the messy hair thing. Is that the look?
I think
it's the ladies, dude. The ladies love
like it.
Yeah. And the painted nails.
Oh shit, your nails are painted too, huh?
Yeah, no, I'm kidding. I did this for a vampire costume. And I was you for Halloween too. I had like two different costumes.
We actually I saw all the videos, people that dressed up as the wolf and also my ex-wife. It was pretty funny. Some of the costumes are great, you know? All right, so that's how you start like that, $3,500. Obviously, that was a wake-up call to you. Like, oh my God.
You can make money.
There's a business here, right? Okay. Tell me your story. How did you get started? On the business side, what happened?
Yeah, so what happened with me is my sister actually asked me to be in a video with her, and I went and helped her out. It was on Musical.ly in 2016.
And has Musical.ly become TikTok?
Yeah, okay, so they were bought out.
Musical.ly turned into TikTok.
But I helped her with the video. It got good engagement, and they asked what my username was. I hadn't had an account at the time. So I was like, all right, I'm going to start one. So I made one the next day. And I'm like a sports player. That was what I did my entire life. So I'm really competitive.
What sport?
Hockey and lacrosse.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm Canadian hockey.
Hockey is a big deal, right?
But so I ended up starting my social media, and I said if I had 10,000 followers by the end of the summer, then I'll continue. If not, then I'm going to quit. So I ended up laying out this plan of how I was going to do that, how many posts I was going to post a day, all that stuff.
Interesting. So you actually, you treated it like very seriously.
Yeah, strategically did it.
Excellent. Okay, so what was the plan? Let me hear the plan.
So pretty much I'd figured out a little bit about kids were posting one video a day because they thought it would perform the best if they just had one on their account, where I started posting 3 to 5 a day. And per post, the average wasn't as good as if I would have just posted one video, but it had a larger reach through the 5 videos. So I was gaining more followers and building a larger audience quicker.
Right.
So I ended up being able to do that. I had a few videos go viral, hit my goal, and I just kind of continued from there.
How far did you get above your goal?
I got to 27,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
And I had no idea I can make money either, just like Bryce. Like, I was just doing it for the fun of, like, growing an account. Videos. And, like, making an account and everything like that.
Yeah,
and
a lot of people that want to start social media only do it for the money, and that's the ones that usually fail.
Yeah.
That's you have to have a passion distinction, for it. Right? Yeah. All right, guys, got a sponsor here. Enclosed. This is lingerie you can get online sent to you with every possible benefit you can imagine. Those, they have size guarantees. They help you pick out the right stuff. They'll send coupons, special offers to your partner afterwards. So it's like the gift that keeps on giving. Listen, rather than trying to figure out what to get your wife, all right, your girlfriend, all right, check out Enclosed. Their offers are amazing. I mean, the product is beautiful. Love the lingerie, by the way. Really sexy stuff. It's like the gift that keeps on giving. Seriously, all right? And here's the deal. Because you're on this podcast right now, you're getting a discount here. Ready? Visit GetEnclosed.com to get started. Okay? Special offer here. Use the coupon code WOLF. You get $35 off the purchase of any multi-month gift. You get it? That's $35 off the purchase of any multi-month gift. And listen, I got to tell you, you know, nothing like seeing your loved one, your beautiful woman come out in lingerie, all right? It's enough to, like, make me want to get one of my other sponsors' products. I won't say it in this one, but it is the gift that truly keeps on giving. That's GetEnclosed.com. Enter the promo code WOLF. Awesome lingerie. They got something for everyone here. It's just a great, great deal. All right, I'm going to read this to you. This is important, the sponsor here, the way Walter Cronkite back in the good old days of news would read breaking news alerts. This is your latest breaking news alert. Ready? It's a public service announcement, actually. The Manscaped engineering team has spent 18 months perfecting the greatest ball hair trimmer ever created and just released the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0. The lawnmower, you get it? Mows the lawn down there so you don't have to go out there with the enchanted forest, and when a girl pulls down your pants, she runs for the hills. Not a good thing to happen, okay? Listen, I've been talking about Manscaped for a while now. Gotta tell you, I love the products. I use them myself. I'm not a particularly hairy guy, but I gotta tell you, the worst thing you can have is when you go down there, try to use something that's not meant for your balls, you know, for the Franks and beans, and you cut it, you abrade it. Not a good thing. Manscaped has all sorts of products, not just the lawnmower. They have products for all different grooming needs for men. Check out manscaped.com. You get a great deal here. You're going to get 20% off because you're on this podcast. Also free shipping. So enter the promo code WOLF at manscaped.com. Promo code WOLF.
Yeah, you gotta have a job.
So both of you did it, and then you were like shocked when you could make money.
Yeah,
when I got my first paycheck, I mean, first off, bought a lot of shoes, a lot of clothes.
That's hilarious.
I was just like,
I was gonna quit completely because I was getting bullied like hard in high school. So I quit for like 3 months.
Why were you getting bullied?
They just, you know, Musical.ly was getting kind of a lot of hate on the internet. It wasn't like the cool thing to do.
I get it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I would get bullied and beat up for just posting selfies.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's pretty harsh. But I mean,
is it still like that right now?
No, because once you make it, everyone's trying to like be your buddy
right.
again.
But I mean, is it still like, are those platforms still sneered upon? Is there bullying going on for people that try that are just getting
started?
If
there are kids out there that are doing social media and they are in public school, 100% they're getting bullied. Yeah. There's not like love for that
at all.
People hate that. I don't know why. I guess people don't like to see people succeed, but
probably jealousy. Yeah. And I think a lot of bullying is about people bully because they, if I'm bullying, then I'm not going to get bullied.
Right.
It's almost like a coward's way to avoid being bullied yourself, as they go into groups and they bully others so they don't get bullied themselves. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I think they just look for any reason why. And obviously, if you're doing something that is bringing you success, I know firsthand that people are going to say shit. But I've learned to also embrace the haters. I love the haters. I think the haters are awesome because the haters create engagement. I mean, when you hate people,
now.
$10, 10, 10, I just made $10. Hate again. I'm at $50, right? You know? Yeah. So yeah, okay, so you're getting bullied, but you kept going. You stayed the course, right?
Yeah. So, well, first, I quit for 3 months completely, didn't post. I felt like just really unmotivated because I was used to being like in that popular group because I'd played sports my whole life. So I was used to being liked and everything. It was really weird. It went completely opposite.
Just that,
once I hit high school.
That is really
just like that. Yeah,
that's how it happened to me too.
Just walking down halls, kids would yell like slurs, whatever. So then I ended up going to sell my account because I didn't know you can make money. So I was like, at least I could sell my account for like $600, I thought. And that was crazy to me because I had never worked a job like Brett.
Sell your account.
I was going to sell my social media platform to just whoever wanted it.
But isn't it your? I never heard
it. Exactly. It is mine. So it's a little bit weird, but you could change it, whatever. So I was just going to sell it.
Take over your users, basically.
Exactly. And then I figured out someone's like Snapchatted me. One of the supporters that I had added on Snapchat was like, you know, you can make money on social media. Like, I'd sent you a gift before. And I was like, what? Because they saw I was going to quit, so they thought like I didn't know that or something. So I was like, huh? So I go and I see there was like $100 sitting in my account. And I was like, $100? Holy cow. Like, that was crazy.
Live streaming?
Live streaming, yeah.
There's a live streaming section on TikTok, and it was on Musical.ly as well.
Got it.
And then I was like, dang, this could be something huge. So I ended up pursuing it and going from there. But yeah, I remember just like that first $100 was the craziest thing.
You know, they always say the best revenge is living well. So all those kids that bullied you, look right. This is your ultimate revenge, right?
Of course. Yeah.
All right. So when did, okay, so now in terms of, you both have this initial kind of experience, wow, I can make money on this, and that really got you serious, right? Mm-hmm. So what then, from that point, what was the next big break that you had? So how'd you go to the level where you're making significant money from, you know, what did you, just more of the same, or did you start actually, you know, developing a strategy?
So you have to brand yourself. You have to like kind of morph yourself into almost like, it's almost like we're a television show. Like, people are watching, they want to see if we succeed or if we fail. And we go with how we started, and that's how you succeed. Like, if you stay true to yourself, you will succeed. Like, I've been me since 2014, and it's like most people on social media die off. Like, they'll have like their little come ups and then they'll fall down. Like, I've been still going up since then.
So what you're saying is almost like your own reality show, basically.
Exactly.
But
people
you carrying into your
do
life.
Everything. Like, you have to like censor yourself.
Yeah, you
sometimes
do have to censor.
Explain.
Like, there's a lot of things that you can't do in front of a camera because you're a social media influencer.
Say it again, because of the thing. Say, there's a lot of things you can't do. Say it again.
There's a lot of things you can't do as a social media influencer in front of a camera. Versus like when you're off camera, you know, you can.
For example, give me an example of some of the.
Well, for him, cussing.
Yeah, well, now it's a little bit different. But I used to be signed to management, and they didn't let me cuss, and they wouldn't let me like post the content I wanted to post. They would like force me to post a certain type of.
Who was that?
They were called Vertex Management. But,
okay.
Yeah.
Because your age, because you're under 18, is that what it was?
Yeah, it was just they were just trying to look out for my image. They wanted me to be super brand friendly and everything like that, but it wasn't like the direction I wanted to go.
Right.
So it was just kind of like it was just a battle all the time. So, but right. separated from them, and now I get to do kind of what I want.
Okay. And so in terms of like, for example, okay, so I understand what you're saying. So you, it's like you become, at a certain point, you realize I have to be basically like, not a character of myself, but people want to kind of be let into my life. Most of your fans like living vicariously through you in some way. Is that what it's about?
Yes. It's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
So do you say to yourself like, okay, you have a commitment essentially. When people follow you, they expect to see a certain amount of, you know, information on your life. Is it daily? Every day?
Yeah, we post sure. daily, yeah. yeah. On everything. If we're like gone for one day on social media where we don't post anything, everyone's like, whoa, what yeah, happened?
Exactly. And they'll start
because then they'll go follow someone else. Yeah. Right? In other words, there's a hole in their life, right? Because they're it's like when you watch a TV show, you expect it to come on every night on Tuesday at 7 o'clock at night.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what happened? I'll switch and watch something else.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. And I mean, the attention span of kids nowadays is a lot shorter too. So if you're not always in front of their face, they're gonna forget about you.
Got it. So how often do you post?
On what?
Let's go through your. What are your? Give me the different platforms. What are the
Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter. Like I post on everything every single day except for YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah, YouTube's more like editing more.
So YouTube is more of the longer form content for you, yeah. right? So how long is the typical video that you'll post on YouTube?
I usually do 5 minute videos, 5 minute 30 seconds.
Okay, and you, same?
I haven't even started my YouTube actually yet.
Oh, you haven't yet?
No, that's the next.
That's your next step, okay. Next step.
Yeah, the reason I do 5 minute and 30 seconds is because short attention,
but yeah. it's long enough they can have a ad.
And it's very fast paced to where they don't get bored. As long as the camera's still moving, they're like, okay, what's this?
Yeah.
So what kind of stuff do you post on YouTube? Do you have different, obviously you have different positioning for YouTube than on other stuff?
Party vlogs. I'm a partier, like a crazy guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you're talking to me, pal, so
I know. Yeah, I know.
Haunting,
not
crazy.
To you.
Probably, you know. I mean, listen, I'm sober now, but back in the day, you know, I did a lot of damage, you know?
Yeah, I don't do
help me party. Find party.
I go pretty hard.
You go pretty hard?
Yeah.
Okay. Drinking? Like to drink?
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of alcohol do you like? Beer?
Anything that gets me drunk.
And you like getting drunk?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, so I have a theory about alcohol, right?
Yeah.
My theory is alcohol is very similar to money. So like, you know, alcohol and money, they both make you more of what you already are. Like if you're an asshole, they make you a gigantic asshole. If you're a cool guy, they make you even the coolest guy, right? So when you drink, you're like you make the life of the party. You're funny. Is that
I'm calling you life of the party.
Yeah, life. The life of the party.
So that's really who you are naturally. Party so just animal. It just augments that, magnifies it, right?
Yeah, I literally have party animal tatted on my leg. I'm gonna regret that in a few years, but right now it's pretty cool.
Really? You're a party animal on your leg.
Tatted on my leg.
There's a plaster saying one day that will be lasered off when he has children. You know?
Yeah. Gonna make money.
All right, so do you have a girlfriend?
I did, but we just recently broke up.
How about you?
No, I don't have a girlfriend either.
Really? Have you ever had a girlfriend?
Yeah, I have in the past.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't believe how young you guys are. It's crazy. So explain to us. So you do 5 minutes, 30 seconds. So it's always exactly 5 minutes.
It's around the 5 minute, 30, 5 minute, 45.
And give me an example of what's like your typical. So you out there like at a party, at a house party or a nightclub. Like,
so... That's usually like what it ends in. It depends like what. So
is it a day in the
life? It was my friend's 21st birthday recently. We hired a stripper for him. He thought it was going to be a girl. Hired a male stripper for him and I blindfolded him and he was like, okay, I'm ready. I got my condoms ready. I'm ready to like, you know, do my thing with a stripper. And he takes his blindfold off because it was like the stripper was dressed as a cop. And my friend's kind of like a crazy guy too. So the guy took off his blindfold and he's in like a full cop outfit. He's like, yo, what did I do? It's like, I thought they caught me for my warrant like, or something like that.
You should have gotten him a transvestite is what you should have gotten him. It was a girl, you said, oh, she's gorgeous and with a dick. That would have been even a better one, right? Do that next for his 22nd birthday. What are you next,
right? I'll do that.
22nd. Yeah. So it starts off like you're on your friends. So you'll have that stuff, right?
So there's like something that, there's like a topic and then it goes towards the end of the video. Like with a huge conclusion. So it's like for my friend's 21st birthday, we planned it out and then we executed it, but there was a twist and it was funny.
What was the twist?
There's a guy instead
okay,
of a girl.
That was the beginning though, right?
Yeah.
But then from there it went to what? When you went out and did it?
Oh, no. We had them. So we had a whole bunch of girls over, like a bunch of like, you know, Insta models or whatever. They, they, had the guy dance on them, and then I just made some huge montage of like the stripper, like just going crazy on the girls, like and my friends chugging alcohol.
And how many views will something like that get?
That video personally got like 600,000, 700,000 views.
All right, let's hear from Oracle NetSuite, one of my premier sponsors. Listen, Oracle is a $50 billion company. Larry Ellison's a legend, makes the greatest products. If you're a business owner, a CFO, listen, you know that your numbers are everything, the ability to keep track of them. And if you're not on top of your numbers, then guess what? They're on top of you. The problem is, and I face this myself in my own business, is that all these different systems that you use, you buy all these different brands, they have plugins, they integrate well, they don't speak to each other. It's hard to manage, and you end up getting essentially information that comes to you more slowly than it should, not always accurate. That's the death knell of any business. That's why NetSuite, cloud-based, functions as one cohesive unit for all of your numbers. Everything, accounts receivables, sales results, payables, bill. I mean, just you got to just check it out, all right? And also right now, because you're on this podcast, if you go to the website here right now, netsuite.com, you're going to get a free guide that gives you 7 ways to essentially grow your profits. The exact title is 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits at netsuite.com/wolf. Check it out now. This product is awesome, I promise you. All right, our next sponsor, Skillshare. Listen, guys, Skillshare is a platform for learning online. You know I endorse online learning as a whole, right? That's how I deliver my products. This particular platform has amazing content on it, state-of-the-art. And because you're on this podcast, you're my, essentially, you know, you're one of my listeners, they give you an amazing deal. Listen to this, all right? If you go to Skillshare right now, you're going to join millions of students, okay, who are already getting the latest and greatest trainings, right? You get 2 months of Skillshare free. So what's the worst that could happen? It's free, right? Come on, check it out right now. That's right. You go to Skillshare.com/wolf. You get 2 free months of all amazing trainings online. Remember, knowledge is the real estate of the 21st century. It's what you know that's going to get you ahead. Go to Skillshare.com/wolf. Check it out. 2 free months.
Yeah, it can get a lot. Like, yeah. I mean, there's YouTubers posting that type of stuff that are getting 10 million views.
Yeah, my videos aren't really, like, brand friendly, but, like, it's usually not me doing the terrible stuff in my videos.
Right.
Yeah. But
find terrible stuff.
Like,
I have a high threshold for this.
It's more like drinking. So YouTubers and a lot of other content creators, they don't like to post what they actually do. There's few that actually post, like, raw stuff. Mm. I'm one of the ones that post, like, yo, I don't care. Like, right. You know,
like, and the reason for that is that YouTube will not monetize that stuff, right? They won't pay you.
They're scared to post it because of monetization. Brands won't contact. Yeah.
Brand deals won't come to you because you're not brand friendly and stuff like that. But right. you make a better connection with your supporters because they see you for who you really are. And then kids that are his age and my age.
Like, my demographic is 18 to 24.
Sure.
Yeah, like mainly college people.
So the question really is what's the sweet spot? How far? I guess what the idea would be, you want to do it as a business. So in order to have a business, you have to have, I guess, to be able to monetize it, right, with brands and checks from YouTube. So how far do you have, like, is there like some equation in your head where you're saying, all right, I'm going to go to this line but won't cross over? Or
yeah, there's certain lines that I won't cross over to where it's like usually not me doing like the drinking on camera, like, or doing something crazy. So it's personally not me destroying my image, but my friends that aren't really social media influencers, but they're just funny characters in my videos.
I got it.
They're the ones doing the crazy funny stuff, but I associate myself with them.
I got it.
Yeah.
And does that,
it doesn't affect my, I literally just did a brand deal with Abercrombie. Like, it doesn't affect my brand at all.
Got it.
But my videos are still pretty crazy.
Right. Got it. Right. Any drug use in the videos or no?
No, besides smoking weed.
Smoking weed, okay.
Yeah. Right. Anything else would be kind of
For YouTube. Yeah.
So what happens? YouTube is just like, would they ban that stuff? Or how's that?
Well, actually, the Nelk boys. I don't know if you've heard of them, but those are probably the rawest YouTubers. They'll, like, do
from
shrooms.
Canada as well.
Yeah, they'll do some shrooms on camera. They'll do cocaine. It's pretty crazy.
And what happens to those? Do they get?
They make no money off of YouTube. But they make a ton of money off their like
merch and stuff because they got real fans, like organic.
Right. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Like they'll release an entire line and it'll sell out in like an hour.
What they're like, what? Clothing and
yeah. Clothing. Like their logo is full send. And to the young kids that means like just do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it.
Like party hard.
All right. And how about from your perspective now, let's go to the other. So you're not even on YouTube yet, right? So
I'm not on YouTube.
Is that your main plot? Is that what would you say your biggest sort of your thrust is? Is it YouTube?
So, well, I have more followers on my Instagram than I do on my YouTube, but YouTube's my most creative side.
So like, what type of stuff would you post? Is it similar content, just shorter on YouTube, on Instagram, or different?
My Instagram, I really don't post videos. It's just mainly pictures.
Got it.
But it's like funny pictures, you know.
Stills would be stills from the party, sort of, right?
Yeah, there's some, like for my 20th birthday, I did like, for my 21st birthday, I actually have a really funny picture. I'm going to have like two girls in like bikinis with their butts like right here, and I'm like, 21. It'd be pretty crazy.
You could write 21 on the cheek.
Yeah, 21 on each cheek.
Two and a one, right?
Yeah.
I guess.
Right? I wanted to do that for my 20th birthday, but I was like, I'm not 21 yet. I can't do that yet.
Yeah.
All right, now, so okay, and how about Twitter for you? What's your Twitter like?
I post every day on Twitter.
Yeah. What kind of stuff do you post on Twitter?
Just short little, like,
it's like relatable
comedy
stuff,
yeah,
too.
And relatable, like, comedy-type stuff. Like, just, I'm very sarcastic, especially on Twitter.
And he has a weird sense of humor.
Yeah, I have a really weird sense of humor.
We all do, but it's just like...
So it's like...
Give me an example. Like,
that's a weird tweet you've tweeted.
I mean, I could pull up my Twitter. It's more like... I said one about like high school parties. I'm like, as you get older, high school parties aren't like, or as I like got older, high school parties like aren't as cool anymore. And I made a joke. I'm like, yeah, now that I'm 23, going to high school parties is kind of lame. But I'm like saying, looking back, high school parties weren't that cool. But I'm saying I'm still going to high school parties. It was like a very sarcastic,
yeah.
But I'm not actually 23. It was just a funny post, I thought.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So yeah, I mean, I've posted kind of like jokes like that, but also it's just like relatable stuff for girls. So it's if it's gonna like get the girl to react with the tweet. So if you tweeted something like I need someone to cuddle with or someone like something like
yeah,
like
that's
that.
His Twitter, that's not my Twitter.
That's not so you Twitter too, to shut
no,
the hell
I
up.
Did not
wait,
say
I wanna
it,
go
no.
Wait, say keep going with this. Wait. Say this again now. Go, if you
So like let's say you tweeted something that a girl would want. That a girl would want, right? So like a girl's gonna want to like cuddle with you or something, like something that a girl would feed into, they're gonna retweet that and
yeah,
like it and
Twitter.
Share it and all that. So then your tweets do better. But yeah.
Yeah, Sam, that's not me.
No, that's totally Bryce.
No,
it's not seem like your brand at all.
Not at all.
I'm going to stick it hard after I take double dose of my
ad. No, I'm not. I do not say that. They're, like, my pinned Twitter tweet is, like, at my 20th birthday. I'm, like, on the counter in like, a huge party. I'm like, if I don't know you personally, please get the fuck out. Like, that's literally my pinned Twitter.
True, that's true. That's funny.
And then his is like, cuddle me, baby girl.
Okay, not like
I
that,
miss you.
But... Okay, maybe I would say I miss you, actually.
He's fast. Like the boy they want to take home to grandma.
Yeah, literally. He looks like the Ken Barbie doll. Come on.
Yeah, I'm just that, you know, good mom.
Are you a nice guy?
Yeah.
I'm a nice guy. With women, do you love and respect women, or are you more like this guy?
I love and respect women.
Yeah, of course. I like women, but... You know, sometimes there's times where I want to be with one girl, and then sometimes there's times when I want to be with
different girls. When you want to what?
When I want to be on
when you lost your virginity.
Oh, my God. Can I hit? Okay.
Don't tell me 12. Like, my bone was like 11. I don't want to say
And no, I wasn't that young. I lived in a small town, you know, and I come from a good family.
With a polar bear or something. Was it like?
No. It was no polar bears. It was with a girlfriend at the time, okay. But I was 16.
You were
16. So I was like, I think I
was 16 as well.
Yeah.
Okay, 16 years old.
Yeah.
And that was like, well, like a year ago.
That was a year ago. Yeah, it wasn't even that long ago. Really.
So what is your body count?
Yeah, let's hear it. How many? I want to know.
Can I ask you what is your body count?
Oh, over 10,000.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and all, and I think like 70% were like professionals, you know, hookers, prostitutes.
10,000. Yeah,
absolutely.
Like some of my friends have over like 200, and I'm like,
why would you go to a hooker? You get a normal. You don't pay hookers to sleep with you. You pay them to leave afterwards. True, right? Think about it, guys.
You know, I don't have any personal experience with hookers.
Yeah,
but
neither.
Really,
so
you
I
will,
kidding,
trust me.
You will.
And nowadays, listen,
Bryce will probably.
No, definitely you.
Nah. Guys, listen. Nowadays, with the whole Me Too movement, I mean, you know, you got to be careful here,
true,
right?
True.
You know, at least when you're with civilians, they can complain. When you're with, you know, non-civilians, like the mercenaries, it's a little bit safer, don't you think? I don't do it anymore. I'm old. I'm telling you guys, you know?
Yeah. Back in the party.
Back
days.
In my day, you know? Yeah, I mean, I haven't done that stuff in a long time because I've stopped doing drugs, but I got sober 22 years ago.
Wow.
But before I got sober.
Do you still drink though?
I only here and there. I was never a big drinker. Never a big drinker. But I, you know, I basically never met a drug I didn't like. And I took massive, I have an incredible tolerance to pills and cocaine. I could take, you know, even enough would kill both of you at once, I'd be still okay. Where's the next dose? You know, not that I should be proud of that. I built up that over years. But now it's very different. I'm older, I'm wiser. But I don't ever say to kids, would never say to you guys, don't do drugs. Because I think that's stupid and disingenuous.
Yeah, you know, do drugs.
I don't say, what I say is wait, just don't rush it. Like, especially right. When you're younger, wait. And if you're in high school, I'd say wait until you're in college. You know, I'm serious. Because number one, your brain isn't fully formed. Seriously, your brain is not fully formed when you're younger. You guys, your brain's just beginning to get locked in. You're still in that point where it's happening, right? No, seriously. So it's dangerous and also demotivates you. And also, listen, you can't. Also, there's drugs. You know, I don't even look at marijuana as a drug anymore, really. To me, it's, you know, it's probably safer than alcohol. But either way, you know, for me, I look at also drug use as, it's like basically a privilege. In other words, like, I lost my privilege to use drugs responsibly. I can't anymore. If you give me cocaine, I mean, I will literally be, you know, God knows, I'll tell you where I'll end up in probably some, you know, in a crack den with five toothless hookers, you know, and, you know, wanting to do evil things and thinking it all makes sense, right? That's what coke does to me. Now, it didn't when I was very young, when it first started, but it devolves over time. So I got to where I can't do that stuff anymore. You know what I'm saying? I don't judge anybody else, but you got to be careful. You guys have your whole lives lived. So you were a virgin till you're 16. I want to go back to this thing, right? Lost your virginity. Then you started knocking off. Come on, I gave you my number. How many? What's the number?
What's your number, dude?
You say your number first.
You say your number first. Don't tell me it's like 4. I'll be embarrassed for you. Come on.
I've never said it online.
I know me either. Like, my hands are sweating. I'm like,
all right. If I were to be realistic, it's don't judge me, all right, out there. Yeah. It's definitely like in the 40s.
Okay, there we go. That's a respectable number for a 20, right?
But it's because when I dated my girlfriend, she messed me up mentally. So then I was just like, you know what? I don't need this. I'm gonna go to LA and do stuff. And you know, LA, dude.
LA
girls.
Or you go.
So it's a lot of revenge fucking, basically.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Teacher.
Yeah, now what's yours?
Mine's at about like 17 right now.
That's pretty damn good for a 17 year. So you're 17 at 17, whoa, basically, right?
Yeah.
When I was 17, my body count was like 3.
And I know. I lost my virginity when I was 17.
Really?
It was different.
Mine was 16.
Things are very different. Back when I was a kid growing up, like, you know, you guys have the advantage of things like Pornhub. I didn't even know where a clitoris was. Some girl had to teach me in college. I was like, I thought it was all the way inside. Like, rationally, if it made sense, it would be deep inside. She's like, what are you doing? No, it's on the top. I'm like, what? She's a little punching bag, a speed bag. I didn't realize it was on top, right? And this girl, very nice to me, she took me through the ropes, like, oh, now I get it. Right. I thought, right? You didn't know these. Exactly. Now you guys have Pornhub.
And you know
not
everything.
I know, not that I know about Pornhub. I heard from other people about Pornhub. I've never been on it myself. But no, but you could, like, say, I want to see 3 women, a donkey, and a mouse go at it on a trampoline. There'll be 5 videos there. Every perversion you could ever think of is online.
Online.
So there's nothing. So I think, you know, it's happened. Someone's desensitized sex these days.
Yeah, I feel like it made me into like a weirdo in the bed.
I don't know.
Why did that not shock you?
You're a weird guy, Bryce. But I think it's just like porn has made sex so normal, where before it was kind of looked at as like, you're only supposed to do it when you're married.
Yeah.
But now it's just, it's such a normal thing. It's everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, I think what's changed is just like, you know, when I was a kid, seriously, you know what it was? You'd get a hold of a Playboy magazine and you'd like hide it under your bed.
Right.
You see one, maybe you'd see a bit of the pussy and that was that. Now it's like this shit is like unfucking believable. Nothing is sacred anymore. It's like unbelievable. Yeah, nah. You got midgets involved too. Everything is freaking good, you know? No, it's wide open, right?
And yeah. Then, here's to see what type of porn he was.
Yeah.
What are you
talking about?
Yeah, my son, Bo, what is it? Japanese midget anime porn, right? That's what he always says, you know? All sorts of crazy stuff out there, right? All right, so let's talk about now, all right, this TikTok thing.
Yeah.
Right.
So move on from porn. Let's go to TikTok.
Yeah, yeah.
We always have to talk about sex a little bit, you know?
Yeah, of course.
I forget. I was going to ask which of you guys has got the bigger dick, but like, let's leave that out.
Well, we actually have had a few girls that we've...
And?
But yeah, we should just call them right now. No, I'm
kidding. Right, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know because I don't want to embarrass one of you, but let me ask you a more important question. I want to go to the business side. TikTok, okay?
Right.
So this is formerly Musical.ly, right? Mm-hmm. What exactly, and this is very, is everyone watching here, this is a real, I'm telling you, I'm hearing really, really interesting things about this platform, that this ability to get massive views, right? Things are going viral very easily. Something about the algorithms, right? Do you spike us with a roofie in there?
Nah, he's going to butt fuck
you. Either way, he's going to butt fuck you.
Switched it because I ran out of Red Bull, I'm drinking yours now.
So anyway, so tell me about TikTok and you guys having massive six. Are you the bigger TikTok player?
Yeah, you have 9 million. I have like a million.
All right, so let's hear the TikTok story.
So TikTok for me, when it first came out, I was able to figure out the algorithm really quickly of what needed to happen to a post for it to get on that For You page, which is where videos go viral and get likes from people that don't already follow you.
Okay.
So I figured out how to reach an audience that wasn't followed by me already and like a really large one. So I was posting like 5 videos a day, like I kind of mentioned earlier, and I was doing tutorials at the start, which would cause people to share it and save it to their favorites, and they would save it to their favorites so they could go look at it later.
An example of a tutorial. Like
so I would do like some transitions on the app with music or whatever. So there was one and it was like I threw my hoodie. So if I was standing here and I was being filmed and I threw my hoodie, the camera would cut and I would end up like being over there with the hoodie. Like when it falls down, I would land on the hoodie.
Okay.
So it was kind of like just different transitions and everything like that. And I would show the tutorial. And my first video I did with that, it got 50 million views. So it blew 50 million views. Yeah. It blew up. I was like, all right, tutorials is where it's at. I need to start focusing on this.
So what was the tutorial on? How do you do that video cut? You show them how you do
that? Yeah. So I would film. I got my sister to come in the room and she filmed me filming the video. And then I posted the video that she filmed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I must viewed TikTok as like 9 million.
I think mine's like 75.
Wow. Okay. And is it monetized?
No.
Not TikTok itself, but the live streaming is.
Okay. So let's start with the so the algorithm was basically what, tutorials? Was that what you really
It was at the start, it was how many shares your video got would promote it on the For You page. So if someone went and shared your video, it would send it to, let's say, 100 more people on the For You page. Now if 10 of those people shared it to their favorites, that sends it to now 1,000 people. And it just goes on and on like that, and it will get bigger and bigger.
The thing about TikTok is that anybody can get big on it if you understand that algorithm. So it's actually very simple. It's like everything goes on the For You page. It gets distributed to a certain amount of people. If those people interact well, it goes to more people. Those people interact well, it goes to more people. Everything goes on the For You page.
So the three of us together, let's make a video. Let's see how great you guys are. Let's do something together, right? Let's prove the point now, and we'll put this on the podcast. We'll edit the results on by the time it comes out next week, and we'll have the. So what? Let's brainstorm. What will be and from a perspective of like
this is off the top of my head. So The Wolf of Wall Street, I feel like we should use an audio from the movie.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would go hard.
Yeah.
For sure. What?
100%. Like the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio, there's like definitely music and audio with it on TikTok.
You could just look up the movie on TikTok and it'll come up with audios. And
yeah.
We could use one for
sure. So we could just use one from that.
That's how I launch my thing?
Yeah.
So what do I do? Explain. I'm confused now, so slow it down.
That's what your name should be on TikTok, The Wolf of Wall Street.
It is The Wolf of Wall Street. What's my name? Wolf of Wall Street, right? Yeah, I'm the Wolf of Wall Street on TikTok.
That's hard.
Yeah, everybody knows you.
Right. So So what do we? So what's the process? We take that, and how do we? We take what video? I don't understand this stuff. See, guys, I'm fucking old. All right.
So what TikTok is it's like, you know, lip syncing.
Yeah. So like, there's already the audio in the.
But
video.
It really is me. So there's Leo, the speech that all those speeches everyone loved. Those are the real. I wrote those speeches. Those are real speeches I gave every single day. So Leo say, you know, you're behind on your credit card bills. Good. Pick up the phone and start down. Your wife thinks you're, your girlfriend thinks you're an asshole. Good. Pick up the phone. Start talking. I want you to get, you know, stop from getting rich. That's my actual speeches. There's no nobility in poverty. I mean, a rich man, but all that stuff, right? So yeah. Is that the sort of stuff, or no? Is it music?
It can be music. It can be, there's a whole like acting side of TikTok as well. So there'll be clips
those are
from
kinda cringy,
movies,
though.
TV shows, or just songs. And you kind of do like an act, you act along with that audio.
Yeah, there's dancing. The dancing ones go crazy.
Wait, so let's do this. Let's get it up here. Let's put it up here. Let's let the audience watch. We're going to teach the audience how to do TikTok. Yeah, this is really great, right?
Yeah, TikTok.
Let's put it up here. All right. So what do we do here? Let's get the audience involved. All right, here we're going to teach you. We're going to give you a tutorial now of how to launch TikTok. Because I'm telling you guys, mark my words, I'm from the top people. I'm hearing this from the top people in social media. This is going to be the. It's going to be a. It's not stopping. It's going to be massive.
I think
this video will go viral.
Yeah, and that's so. Let's figure out how to do this. Yeah, we're going to show. We want to teach other people that are watching.
Well, first sign into.
That'll be a great service you do for everybody in your age group and older. Show them how. No one knows about it. You guys are going to demystify for us right now. So let's show it here. Okay, so explain what's going on here.
We got Chase Hudson here as well, another TikTok expert. We're doing a whole experiment here. We're launching my TikTok with the masters. The young people of the world. These guys are killers. Let's watch it happen. Zero follows today. We'll see where it goes.
So we're using an audio from the Wolf of Wall Street movie in 2013. This is the audio.
What the fuck is wrong with you? I don't love you anymore, Jordan.
You seem like a savage.
You don't love me anymore, huh? Well, isn't that just fucking...
Yeah, just fucking convenient.
Now know? That I'm under federal indictment with an electronic bracelet around my ankle... The fuck is wrong with
so
you?
So how about I go like this?
I don't love you anymore.
You have to get in it too, though. So Josh, you
so
want to stand
up? What's
the
idea now?
We should have one person be Jordan, and then the rest of us.
Jordan, that's a good idea.
I can't even
get it. Yeah, and then the rest of us be the girls.
All right. Actually, no, Jordan. You should be Jordan.
Yeah, I'll be Jordan, okay? I'll be myself.
All right, so you stand in the middle.
All right, let me get in the middle.
We got to.
You're not as hot as my ex-wife was. I'll give you that, guys. All right.
Millions of fans that disagree.
All right, let's go.
So it's going to go, the fuck is wrong
with you? The fuck is wrong with you? I don't love you anymore, Jordan.
The fuck is wrong with you?
The fuck is wrong with you? I don't love you anymore, Jordan.
You don't love me? You don't love me anymore, huh? Well, isn't that just fucking convenient for you?
Now that I'm under federal indictment with an electronic bracelet around my ankle...
I need a script.
That one.
Let's see.
The fuck is wrong with you? I don't love you anymore, Jordan.
He's crying in the back.
You don't love me anymore, huh? Well, isn't that just fucking convenient for you?
Now that I'm under federal indictment with an electronic bracelet around my ankle.
That one's good.
All right, so let's watch. Okay, so let's see what we do now. Okay.
So we're gonna. You should do the wolves themselves. And then you just post it.
Post now?
Yeah, now you can do...
we should like and comment on it. It'll help it out.
You should do a story each and put it as a swipe up so it gets, like, engaged.
So you can post, like, the ending result. I feel like this is going to go viral. So we're putting it on our Instagram stories right now.
Can we just screenshot it, you think?
Do you have a strategy right now? Let's go back to we'll keep doing this. But do you have a strategy going forward of how you really want to monetize this over the next, like, do you have a plan in mind for you?
So social media changes like every single year. It's almost like you have to study social media now. You can't estimate, well, you can estimate what it's going to be like in like a year or two, but it changes so much every single year.
Like no one knew TikTok was coming.
Nobody knew TikTok was even going to be a thing.
What do you think made it? Like, what was it that, how does it start? Like, how did
I did Musical.ly. So yeah. Musical.ly got bought out. Musical.ly got bought out by TikTok or what was
ByteDance.
It called? ByteDance. Yeah.
$1 billion.
Yeah. Big company in China.
Chinese company. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was pretty big on the platform Musical.ly, and there was a release party for Musical.ly to be turning into TikTok. And I was just like, every one of the creators there was just like, oh, this is going to flop. This is like,
everybody thought it was going to do so bad.
Everyone's like, all right, this is going to do terrible. Like, this is not going to be a thing, right? It's just like, Musical.ly is now TikTok. Maybe 4 or 5 months later, these kids hop on, like these guys, like the good looking boys, and they basically made TikTok a meme, and they made it like
where every
single person goes to now. And it's kind of like the next.
There was a transition of TikTok. So at the start, it was a dead app.
Nobody was on it at first.
It was even worse than Musical.ly because now it wasn't Musical.ly. It was just something trying to be Musical.ly. Right. It was looked at as like literally the biggest joke of an app out there. And then it started getting memed a lot. So there
Meaning like?
Like there were a bunch of YouTube videos making fun of TikTok, all that stuff. Like,
yeah,
just making fun of all the content on there. And then
just lots of traction going to the app, whether it be good publicity, or bad publicity.
But what happened with the bad publicity is people started downloading the app. And then when they started scrolling through that For You page, it started showing them videos that they would like to see only because that's what the For You page
does. Yeah, and there's a lot of people on TikTok that make like kind of dark humor stuff. So it kind of appeals to a different demographic. And there's a lot of the thing about the For You page, it picks videos that you specifically would like to watch.
So if you've liked a bunch of videos of Bryce, my videos will pop up on your For You page because we have very similar content. If you like Fortnite videos, then Fortnite's going to pop up on your For You page. So what started happening is kids started getting like addicted to this app because they're scrolling. You can scroll through that For You page as long as you want, and it's going to always be showing you new content that you haven't seen. So
for someone like, so my demographic, they love the movie The Wolf of Wall Street. So it's obvious to use clips from The Wolf of Wall Street and have me doing lip syncing, being the real. So it's still, I guess, so it's Leo's voice still.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I get it. And it's me mouthing, acting out.
But you can also, on TikTok, you can also just do videos with no audio. Like you can talk.
The POV joke videos we do.
Yeah, we do POV, like point of view jokes, kind of like porn. So they're like POV jokes. It's like, oh, POV, you're the guy or you're a girl at the party that I go up to and I'm flirting with you.
And then
some of them
like,
are really cringe, but we like kind of
nah, but it's like it's more like we'll add a joke to it. So what he does a lot is like, you're a girl at a party that I go up to flirt to and then you fart. Like so, Bryce does stuff.
So
like that.
I'm like, did you just fart? Ugh, oh my god, you stink. And like I just joke about it.
And that will get massive
so many likes.
Yeah, they love it. They love it for sure.
What about you guys in terms of growing up with your audience, right? I think one of the big things is like, well, I know, like, you know, Logan Paul and Jake Paul,
right?
So I know Logan much.
They're having a fight on November 9th.
Right. So Logan's a friend of mine. I like Logan. Mm-hmm. He's on been on my podcast, right? And the podcast did phenomenal. I'm sure this one will do great too, right? Because everyone loves, you know. Yeah.
Tell it about our body counts and it'll get hundreds of thousands of views.
So this is, by the way, it's a great, I'm glad you guys were, at least, I think you were honest, right?
Yeah, I was honest. That.
I'm impressive. That's pretty good for 17 at 17.
Dude, I know. Mine was right? Like 3. Oh, dude, I didn't think you were actually going to say everybody.
You didn't think I was? That's funny.
But when you're your age, though, you get hot, the wind blows. It's unbelievable. It's like a little rumbling in the car when you're driving a sports car. Fucking unbelievable, you know? For no reason at all, you know?
Yeah. The fuck's that? I'm still only at 20, though.
You're old already at 20, right? All right. So now tell me, what's... I know it's, and you're, I respect that because to say I'm going to plan out, yeah, the fuck, you don't know what's going to happen, right? Mm-hmm. But obviously, you have a plan. You have to have a short term plan here, right?
Of course.
Yeah. Do you have your 2020 planned out, or do you have any idea like how you want to take this to the next level? You know what I'm saying?
So,
how do you want to make real money out of this?
Right. So, for me, what I'm going to start doing is we're starting a management company where we're going to be finding kind of the new upcoming people in the TikTok world, and I'm going to be able to like scout for that.
Like Team 10, 12, was it
Team 10?
Team 10 kind of. Yeah. Except just like way better.
Sure.
And then as
ooh,
well.
They might want to fight you now.
I got my homie Bryce. So he can fight them all.
Okay, good.
But as well, I want to hop into the YouTube space. So that's for like the social media.
Like in the hockey, you'd be like the enforcer in the hockey team, right?
Yeah.
You'd be the guy, right?
Yeah, he would. Yeah, definitely. He'd be a fighter.
I want to do like a huge YouTube boxing thing.
You do.
Me and my friend Taylor, actually my roommate, we were actually going to have our first like amateur fight and then apply as pro boxers. We're going to win our first pro fight and then I just want to retire and be like, hey, I'm an undefeated pro boxer.
Undefeated pro boxer, right? Yeah. Got it. That's fine. Okay. So how about this? Like, why not like ever, why wouldn't you guys, I'll tell you, you can make a ton of money. You'll make a ton of money. Why not create a course and how to
become make a social media influencer
on TikTok? Everyone's like, how to master the art of becoming famous on, you know, TikTok, whatever other platforms out there, like a how-to course. You know?
Right. So that's a little bit of part of like what I'm doing with the company that we're starting. Like that's part of it. There's going to be, and in all different aspects of social media too, like TikTok, YouTube, right. There's going to be music, there's going to be acting, there's modeling, there's everything. So it's going to be a really big thing, I think. Mm-hmm. And it hasn't really been seen in the industry yet where it's done properly. There's a lot of like managers out there that are scam artists and they try to
make as much as they can.
They become nothing in about like 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And every social media kid's had to deal with it because like
you're going into a space that you're not familiar with.
And you're young, 14, 15.
You have a kid, you have a guy like that's older than you come up to you. Hey, you want me to help you with this? Obviously we've never been lied to. We've never been scammed. We're young.
Sure.
We didn't know anything about the space. They're like, hey, you're promised
all
this.
These big things, touring,
you can get
this,
on this reality
this.
Show. Boom. We'll tour you. Yeah, like, yeah, just yeah. Sign here. So like everyone gets screwed over. It's like, that's why I think what he's doing is great because he's in the space. He's a social media person. He knows, like he's not his person. Like he's not going to screw these kids over that are upcoming.
Had thousands, tens of thousands of dollars.
I've gotten hundreds of thousands stolen from me. And it was by some people in the business.
Right.
And I think what you're doing is great because
you
will have these kids, no direction. You take them under your wing, you grow their platform, and they get a sense, a good idea of what real management, what real growth, what a real person's like, and especially in LA, like that's hard to find.
Yeah.
Do you believe that any person can become famous on social? They know the system, or is it, or do you need to have some X factor? Or can
I think there's a little thing that you need. Like, there's something that makes us all connect so well together too. Like, the reason we're all such good friends is because I think we have a little bit of the same in us.
Chemistry.
Like, yeah, and it's just like we're really outgoing. We're really like expressive. I don't know how you'd explain it, but we're energetic. Like, and that's what they are attracted to because when they see us being like hype on
they
video or cool
audience.
Stories, yes, they meaning the audience. Like, they get it almost like. Live through us. So when we're doing crazy fun stuff, when we're acting, whatever, however we're acting, like doing the, yeah, going to abandoned like tunnels.
Yeah, we just went to the Devil's Gate 2 days ago for one of our friends' YouTube videos.
And we played
videos.
Like the Ouija board.
The Ouija board. That was the most terrifying thing I think I'm possessed.
So like that is really out there. So people want to see that.
Got it.
So when we're able to do that and we all like doing it, like skydiving, all that type of stuff, crazy stuff like that.
I'm skydiving in like 3 weeks naked, so that should be fun.
All right, guys, we're not going to stop this now, but we're going to switch now. We have about 10 minutes left. We're going to go to our strictly audio portion of the podcast. Everybody, thank you. Share this with your friends. This is an amazing tutorial on TikTok, which is worth, wow, that was really awesome. We'll see the results by the time this comes out. I'm sure they'll be amazing. We're going to keep going now. Share it with your friends. Go to Spotify or iTunes for the rest of this year. Let's keep going. Tell me what's the craziest thing that you guys have. I mean, all the insanity, your level of my level of insanity is seeing crashing planes and, you know, and sleeping with 19 hookers when I'm on blow and lewds. And there was no Viagra back then, unfortunately, right? But tell me what's the craziest thing that you did?
Doing social media. God. Okay, so there's a lot of tours. On social media, like you go on these little tours, you meet fans and everything. It's like these kids with like barely any talent. They're just entertainers. They're really good at talking, like everybody like that. They go on these tours. You go up on stage. You talk to all these people. You do these meet and greets, almost like a artist. And I remember one time, this is like when I'm like his age, 17. And I was like, all these girls would ask me, hey, can you lift up your shirt for a picture? I'm like, yeah. So like I lift up my shirt with these two girls. Like right next to me, and one of the girls grabs my crotch, literally for a picture, full on grabs my crotch, and I was like, "What? Whoa!" I'm not complaining, but whoa, no, but like that was one of the craziest.
There's only
things.
One question that's important here. Was she hot?
I was like, are you asking if she was hot?
I was going to say, just, like, how old is she?
I was 17.
Another good question.
I was 17. It didn't matter.
Everyone's hot. She grabbed that. She grabbed your crotch.
Yeah. And then I met up with her later.
She was what, number 47?
Number 10 at that point. Like, this is when, oh my God. When I went on tour, that's where
I
starts going crazy, dude. I was hooking up with moms. I was hooking up with... Like fans' moms, they were really? Like, they throw themselves at you. So I'm just like, I'm not gonna hook up with like the fans, but
yeah. What's an average tour like? Give me an example. Like, what's it look like? Is it how many people will show up?
My biggest show, so I'm usually like a host. I like talk, introduce people, say some like comedy bits, like just go up on stage and talk. Basically, is what I do. And the most people that I stood in front of was about 3,000.
Okay,
2,500 people.
Where was that?
I think that was Dallas.
Okay.
2,000 in Dallas.
And these ticketed events where people can buy tickets and they show up.
Yeah, so you make a lot of money off these tours.
And do you make money on pictures? You take pictures of people? How do you make?
Well, they pay for the picture.
They pay for the whole, there's like packages that they would buy.
VIP, general admission, dinner date.
Dinner
date.
Special one-on-one.
Yeah.
How much do you get paid? How much do you charge for this stuff?
Dinner dates are usually like $100, probably.
I was doing
an add-on of $100, though.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say how much money I made, but I made like a good amount of money when I was 17, like off of the just one tour and merchandise.
Selling
merchandise was just insane because you get like 75% of the profit. And then for the tour itself, you get like an upfront payment. You're just like, hey, how much would you do this tour for? Oh, $20? All right, cool. They give you the $20 upfront. Then after that.
It's not actually $20.
Yeah. But after that, you get 75% of your merch sales. So,
tell me,
kids will get like
I get to go give a speech.
So I got.
What do you think I get to give a speech? Up front,
100,000.
Yeah,
really?
100,000? Yeah, it's my fee. I won't do it for less than that. But you know, I get.
So I made about 55,000-60,000 off of 12 dates.
12 dates.
12 like 12 different stops. Dates.
Oh God, got it. I thought that was the cost for the date.
No. I did that.
Okay, so about 5,000 to 4,500 a day, a stop.
Yeah.
Okay, that's very great money for you, right?
Yeah, it was 17.
And then any add-ons on top of that, and you can make like
So we got sponsors on top of that. So it's like off of the tournament, 60,000, but we had like these random sponsors like Maltesers, you know what those little brown chocolate balls are?
Mm-hmm.
We had that. We had like this other hair styling company. I don't use any hair product, but like they paid just so we can go on stage and like, hey, you want to see how we make our hair? Like, yeah. So we got like lots of money, but that's what the guy kind of stole, that part, like the brand sponsorships, got which it. We're getting paid
a lot. Yeah. Brands do pay a lot, but yeah, I it's kind of like the same for me with touring. I mean, this was my first year of touring and touring has gone downhill since it was.
Oh, it's oversaturated now. Like touring now, if it's not different, like if it's the same as it was in 2017, it's not going to perform well.
Like, yeah. Or you need to go overseas. Like you need to go to Europe or you need to go to UK.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, even in my world, it's the overseas stuff is more lucrative for sure. Mm-hmm. People, I think there's some, you know, especially a lot of the, you know, the aspirational countries where they're, you know, not quite as wealthy as the United States. And at least my message is how to make money and how to, you know, entrepreneurship sales. So they love that stuff. Right. I guess with you guys, it's similar to the same. It's all aspirational. They want to be like you. And what's the average age? 14, 16, 20?
His is a lot younger. Mine's 18 to 24.
And yours?
I would say 14 to 17.
Got it.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's why we're completely different.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's something, there's a synergy to you guys that actually makes it work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, next, what's the next stop after this? Where are you going next? What are you doing?
Well, we're in the talks about another tour, but I want to make it like
one of the
best that social media has ever seen.
Mm-hmm. So we like
boxing, like on stage.
Yeah, we
like,
want it to be entertaining because and we've done so, like I mean he's done so many
for people.
We want people like to remember that. And I want people to see the tour off of other people's Snapchats and be like, oh, my God, this is insane. Like, who would even think this? So
it's going to be more like crazy events than it's going to be.
It's not going to be like a mean greet.
No. Like, we'll probably still do a meet and greet.
Yeah, we'll still do a meet and greet, but those are the most exhausting. So you'll sit in meet and greet lines for 3 hours.
I've had like 7 hour meet and greets.
Yeah, like if there's 700 people, that's still like a three hour meet and greet. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
So it's going to be like short. Maybe meet and greets cost a little bit more because those are exhausting.
About traditional acting, TV series, any of that stuff in the rise?
I was, I actually just did one. Jawline. It's called Jawline. It's on Hulu.
Okay.
I'm one of like the main people. It's about social media influencers that have fallen, and it's like about the successes of social media influencers. So it's like this kid, it's originally about this kid that grew up in some random like state, and it was like supposed to follow his path to becoming a successful social media influencer. He fell, he failed basically. Sorry about that. He failed. And, then it turns to this guy that manages us, like me and my boys. And it's like, it's basically based around that after that.
Got
it. Seeing, showing like, oh, these kids are actually popping. These kids are on the come up.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally just us doing some crazy
Did
stuff.
They talk about like getting ripped off and stuff in that or no?
Yes. My whole lawsuit was in that.
What do your parents think? They proud of you?
Yeah. My mom is confused as hell. She's like, what is this?
I think
this?
My parents have adapted to it. Like, at first, they were kind of like, because it was hooked up to my dad's PayPal.
No, my mom.
TikTok.
My mom is like.
The TikTok was hooked up to my dad. So every time I was like cashing out these $1,000, he was like, okay, where's my kid making like 10 grand in 10
days? He'd be a drug dealer.
Yeah, yeah. So he's asking me about it, and he was like, but yeah, now they're both super supportive.
Yeah, no, my mom's like, how am I working my ass off? Like from 9 to 5 and you can just go do this and make twice as much money as me. She's like,
welcome to the modern world.
Yeah,
it's a brave new world, guys. All right, guys, listen, you're awesome. I think this is the beginning of incredibly long and prosperous careers for you guys. I really believe that.
Appreciate it.
Keep your head on straight. Don't do too many drugs. Take it from me. If I could go back in time, the one thing I would do is I would do far less drugs than I did. Because, you know, every experience I have, seriously, I mean, I fell asleep in the finest restaurants in the world. You know, I crashed, you know, planes, sunk yachts, but I would always been a little bit better if I wasn't quite as high. I love you all, guys. Jazz with your friends. We got two awesome guys, Bryce and Josh. They're amazing, and they are going places. All right, I'll see you guys next episode of The Wolf's Den. Take care. God bless.